Coming to us from UCLA is my good friend Paul, and just like Mary, you can read the last name because I don't want to destroy it. Paul is a PhD student in Community Health Sciences at UCLA Fielding School of Public Health. His research interests lie at the intersection of race, culture, community health partnerships, and the social production of public health discourse, which is perfect for this session. So come on up, Paul, no pressure.
Thank you very much. Good morning, everyone. So today I would like to briefly present my study in which I applied intersectionality to look at the ways in which Asian Pacific Islander, API, and Latino men who have sex with men, MSM, respond to racial and sexual minority discrimination with implications for the risks of HIV transmission. So first off, I want to recognize that I'll be using the term API, Latino, and MSM. I also recognize that there's underlying social complexities that cannot be captured using these terms alone. So briefly, I have no relationships to disclose. And just to give you a little bit of a background on the topic, according to the CDC, about 80% of new HIV diagnoses were attributed to male-to-male sexual contact. And furthermore, according to a large 13-city study, within MSM population, Latino and API MSM have the highest rates of unprotected anal intercourse. These findings support the consideration of public health of these groups as at high risk for HIV infection. And furthermore, many studies, and including some presentations you heard earlier, have established racial and sexual minority discrimination as significant predictors of HIV risk among API and Latino MSM. However, the pathways to which the relationship between discrimination and HIV have not been well established. This will probably be just a review, but as my theoretical framework, intersectionality describes the interaction of multiple social identities that shape the multiple dimensions of one's experiences. So applied to my topic, I posit that the interaction of race, gender, and sexual orientation act as spines among MSM of color that shape the off-diagonal experiences among API and Latino MSM may be different or divergent from other heterosexual men or other MSM populations. So as such, they are worthy of study on its own. So my study has two aims. One is to look at the current literature on the impacts of racial and sexual minority discrimination among API and Latino MSM. And second, based on this review, to describe the psychosocial responses to racism and homophobia that may be associated with HIV risk among these populations. Just a brief overview of my methods. So I conducted a literature review on a database PubMed, Social Science Direct, and Google Scholar. I focused my search to look at the health impacts of racism and homophobia among Asian or Latino MSM. I reviewed abstracts to include relevant studies that were conducted in U.S. and Canada. Based on the articles that I found, I snowballed in additional relevant citations on the topic. And for my analysis, I identified the thematic responses and classified them according to responses to homophobia, racism, or potentially both. This flowchart briefly summarizes my literature selection process, and really what it tells you is that after I conducted the identification process, I ended up with a final sample of 16 articles from my analysis. And just a little bit of a overview of the characteristics of the studies. So the majority of studies were conducted in metropolitan areas across the U.S. and major cities in Canada. Many studies were conducted in multiple U.S. cities, including the online dating domain. There was about equal proportion of API and Latino MSM focused in the studies. And finally, about two-thirds of the studies were qualitative in nature. I want to pause here and highlight one of the findings that I found is that there is a relative lack, a limited amount of literature on this topic that truly used intersectionality to look at the topic. And I think that qualitative or mixed methods would have been very useful to fulfill some of these research gaps. A little bit of a discussion of my results. So in response to racism, the literature review has identified that API and Latino MSM respond to in active or reactive ways to experience of racism in the following five ways. First, they may perceive exclusion from mainstream LGBT settings. Second, they may accept sexual rejection from their potential partners. Third, they may, when faced with stereotypes that are of racialized nature, such as being feminine or passive, they may either adhere to these stereotypes or they may try to counteract these stereotypes. And finally, they might undergo the process of self-attribution or self-modification, which means that they attribute the experience of discrimination to factors related to themselves, and or they may try to change aspects of oneself in response to discrimination. When faced with homophobia, primarily in the home, family, or public settings, API and Latino MSM respond to in the following four ways. So first, they may suppress their sexual identity, or they may try to avoid discussions related to their sexual identity. Second, they may try to maintain a distinct LGBT social circle that is separate from other social circles. Third, they might dismiss the experience of discrimination entirely. And fourth, particularly among Latino MSM, they may face rejection from members of their religious communities. Finally, I've also identified the commonly shared responses to both racism and homophobia. So first, the population of study might confront these discrimination experiences directly. They may try to remove themselves from the source of conflict, or so the individuals or the setting that is related to discrimination, or in other words, they might walk away. Third, they may attribute discrimination to other factors outside of oneself or external attribution. Fourth, they may seek support from members of their social network, particularly individuals who share the experience of discrimination. And five, they might seek comfort from individuals they identified as role models. And the quantitative studies that I looked at have identified that both racism and homophobia have been associated with the following health outcomes, including increased depression, increased anxiety, a lower self-esteem, and an elevated rate of unprotected, intercourse. So a little bit of discussion of these results, what do they mean? First, I want to recognize that this is one of the first literature review of its kind, and the findings should be cautiously interpreted given the limited amount of literature and a full health assessment of some of these responses. However, the literature that I've looked at seems to suggest that API and Latino MSM respond to situations of racism or homophobia differently depending on the nature and the salience of discrimination. Furthermore, these responses that I've discussed might be thought of as promoters or inhibitors of HIV transmission. So, for example, stereotype-conforming responses might place somebody at a greater risk for HIV, whereas other strategies like social support network-seeking strategies might prevent them from being in such risky situations. And finally, linking back to intersectionality and what we know about the health profile of API and Latino MSM, I think that these responses that I described should be thought of as manifestations of unique stress or stress coping behavior that place the API and Latino MSM at an off-diagonal or a divergent health profile from other Asian and Latino men or white MSM. Finally, I have two public health take-home messages. First, I would like to call for additional research agenda that specifies the role of these psychosocial responses, including the timing and context of these response and when they're deployed, the perceived individual and cultural utility of such responses, and what the health impacts of these specific responses are. And finally, in terms of practice, I would like to call for additional intersectional HIV prevention strategies that address, that not only recognize racism and homophobia experienced by these populations, but really empower MSM of color to fight against these dual forces of social discrimination so that we can collectively improve the health of LGBT communities through inclusion, empathy, and compassion. Thank you very much. I would like to